Around the time I was entering university, I was real committed to living this commuter lifestyle and decided to invest some waterproof pants. And you know, if you go on YouTube, if you get into the whole technical clothing circuit, you'll find endless videos of people, predominantly men, who tend to be on the scruffier side of things. Well, I mean, well-groomed, well-kept. But nonetheless, these are people familiar with the great outdoors, I'm meaning to say. And it's just endless videos of them pouring all kinds of liquids on their pants. Coffee, tea, muddy water to prove the durability of their waterproof pants. I'm thinking about this now as I sit here in my twill pants. Quite late for Cue It Up here on CITR, because of the terrible, terrible storm outside. So I guess here's what we're gonna do. Over the next 45 minutes, we're just gonna play some music. It's not necessarily in the sense of alleviation of any kind of ails or things that might be wearing you down, but because in the sense of broadcasting, sense of radio, we have to keep the signal going. Boris was in town recently, the famous, infamous, legendary in some circles, I guess, but, you know, large circles. Boris, the three-piece Japanese noise rock slash metal band, groove metal, drone metal, all sorts of metal, over a varied decades-long career, was in town at the Rickshaw recently. I find a lot of Japanese cult acts make their way over the Pacific, and they always put on incredible shows. And as much of a fan of Boris as I am, I manage to miss them every time they're in town. So I guess this is also a requiem of regret and of terrible sadness. I mean, I'm not that sad. I'll just see them next time. But we're going to play a bit of Boris's Flood, because with 45 minutes left in this hour, there's no reason not to be somewhat on the nose. Again, this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver, which is located on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory.
Thank you.
I've been listening, or are currently listening, to excerpts from Boris's 2000 album Flood. And before we tune back into this, we were listening to a High Plains track, which I've played some High Plains on this channel before, on the show before rather, from the album Cinderland, which came out earlier this year. That song was called The Dusk Pines. Now we're going to go to another Canadian artist after this, Colin Stetson, who of course makes his rounds on CITR, not physically, but the music gets around on college and community radio, is what I'm saying. And hear myself scratching my nose. I just shaved too, so that's if you're wondering where the friction is coming from, that would be the source of it. Alright, we're going to listen to Colin Stetson's Like Wolves on the Fold in just a moment.
Thank you.
Tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. For anyone wondering, we just heard Colin Stetson's Like Wolves on the Fold. Colin Stetson, Canadian saxophonist, saxophonist. And that's from his new album. We're currently listening now Sorry, I just got distracted by something outside. It's the rain pouring down. Yeah, so this is Anthony Child, aka Surgeon, the English techno artist, acclaimed English techno artist. And you know, the acclaim is very important. It's the working blood that fuels these little pockets of musical enterprise. Just kidding. But that is Anthony Child, and he is also known as Surgeon, and this is a record released as Anthony Child, not under his nom de guerre. And it is called Electronic Recordings from Maui Jungle, Volume 2. I think it's on Mego Editions. Editions Mego, rather. And this song is called A Nightfall of Diamonds. So, you know, it's a vibe, for sure. Alright, talk to you soon. We're going to hear some messages after this, and then after that, I think we're going to play some Ain O'Dwyer. And for those of you who keep track, again, yes, usually the show has some kind of theme. Today, like last week, I don't think so. I think today we're just going to go do the music. After all, I was a bit late, not really much time for me to talk, and the music takes precedence, so stay tuned. Thank you.
Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements, tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest standing big band, primetime big band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
The New Orchestra Workshop Society is having their 40th anniversary celebration. Come to the Roundhouse Community Center November 15th through 18th for a four-day interactive archive performance of new and old works from one of Canada's most significant improv and jazz music collectives. Tickets are on sale now at www.nowsociety.org.
Happy Halloween, by the way, everyone. No, it's not quite Halloween yet, but I mean, you feel it in the air. All the signs are there for those who have been paying attention, the cues, astrological, and in the immediate material world around us, all the signs are there. For instance, for those of you tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Queued Up. You're going to be on for the next 10 minutes. And we're listening to Ghost Yard from You and Me, which is from a series, or rather, sorry, let me start over. The track is called Ghost Yard, and the album is called Beast Diaries. It's a series of compilations. Oh, goodness, I'm doing it again. No, it is a series and a compilation. The compilation being a series of one-off improvised sudden performances styled by You and Me as guerrilla performances, in the sense of G-U-E, not G-R-E, or okay, we're gonna just stop this now because these errors are very embarrassing. But we're gonna listen to You and Me. We're gonna listen to a track from Negative Chambers, a minimalist project from Yar Eliza Glottman and Mats Arendussen, based out of Berlin, and Stockholm and Berlin. And then I think we're going to close things off with a quick Lossal track if we have time. We heard some Scott Morgan's work earlier this hour. He is one of the two collaborators which made up a part of High Plains. And again, we heard a track from High Plains' new album, Cinder Blocks, I want to say. Let me just take a look. Cinderland. Yes, Cinderland. Earlier this hour. I'm going to stop talking because I hear myself all like click-clack, click-clack, click-clack. It's gross. Sorry, I had to submerge you in this, again, material horror. CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, that was dark. Sorry about that somber closing. From the Cascadian artist Mossel, aka Scott Morgan, that was the title track Monument Builders from the album Monument Builders. Really worth a listen if you have the time and the skill. That's queued up for this week. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory, will continue broadcasting live now, continuing on and on as we go spiraling off, that is, rather. This is the, gonna work on my enunciation for next week. But until then, CITR, thank you, bless, goodbye.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, non-profit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
Could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Headphones, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, Radio.